would like to call this meeting to order at 10:02 a.m. I would also like to ask, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Brashears, Knights, and Zaganino indicated that they would not be present for the meeting. At this time, I want to take a moment and introduce and welcome our new director, Henry Munson from Angleton, Texas. Director Munson, welcome to the board. He replaces Director Mary Ward, and we are glad to have him as a member. And we hope that you will enjoy your time here and contribute as you like. Further, we want to congratulate our director, Sarah Mackey, on her wedding in June. Congratulations. That's great. Bill, do you have any announcements for us?
Slide, please. Yes, I do. Here's a picture of Elvis Jackson, been with us for 40 years, came to work in June 29th, 1971. He's our lead maintenance worker up at Lake Granbury. Got a lot of experience, and he's a great role model. And he's married to Barbara. They have 3 children and 5 grandkids. So thank Elvis for his service. We thought about taking and photoshopping and putting the Elvis wig on his head, but we thought, no, that wouldn't do. All right, next slide. Okay, there is no slide because she's here in person. So Donna Zamanek is our new internal manager, auditor. She comes to us from 10 years at Waco Independent School District. She received her bachelor's degree from the University of Houston at Clear Lake. Has a master, that was her undergraduate, has a master's degree from Texas A&M Commerce. She's got over 15 years as a CPA, and she has served with the Internal Audit Research Committee with the Texas Association of School Boards, and she also is a registered Texas School Board Administrator. Additionally, she teaches accounting at Tarleton. So she comes to us with a wealth of experience and knowledge, and we look forward to what she can add to the BRA. Thanks, Donna.
Donna, welcome aboard. At this time, we've set aside time to hear from you, the public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement. That is state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide the opportunity for everyone to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. I have 3 cards. The first one is Joe David Ross speaking on Lake Granger waterline improvements. Mr. Ross, if you would, please come to the lectern.
You can deduct the cluid.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't claim him too often, but yes, sir, that's my father.
He was our class president.
Well, that's they had slim pickings at A&M at the time.
I'm Joe David Ross from Sonora, Texas, and my 2 sisters live on our farm at Lake Granger, and as you know, 3 minutes isn't long enough. I did call earlier to try to get on the agenda, but apparently called too late. But just briefly, I realize that this board does not make the decisions on the praise value. But there's about 12 or 15 of us there that happen to own a little bit of land on Lake Granger. And one family has a nice home there, and it's going to come within that 48-inch line, will come within 75 feet of their front door, and they've been offered $3,000 and said the value of their property has not been reduced. I have over a quarter of a mile and have been offered $13,000 and says that in the future the value of the land has not been reduced. And we know from this 99-page appraisal report that this is a top outfit, the appraisals. And certainly they have done what they have, under Texas standards, have done under the law of eminent domain. And we certainly appreciate the efforts of the Farm Bureau and the cattle raisers and the Wildlife Association to help us private landowners be treated with respect. And that's all I'm asking here today, is that it's a pretty open-end easement. There's really not many limitations to it. I've been condemned by Interstate 10. I had land condemned in I-30 in Austin. Was held hostage 18 years by the city of Austin on that property. So I am a little bit familiar with condemnation, and I'm not here to talk about condemnation. But we would like for your consideration and respect, because on, let's see here, the page it says, market value definition, says you have to be a willing seller. We're sure not willing. I'm talking about the 12 or 15 of us. And then it says you have to have a buyer who is under no necessity of wanting the land. Well, we're just in the opposite. Y'all need the land. And I was first approached 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and it's been a slow process. And don't hesitate to cut me off. I'm about through. I know the limitations. But I know the appraisal was done right, but it's not fair. And I think everybody on this board and in this room wants fairness in our state. I'm not aware of too many people, maybe one I've heard, that has signed up yet. But I do want to compliment John Dixon over here. He has been nice. He's kept me from a time or two from just exploding. He has really called and made efforts. But I just got my contract. I just got my contract last week. That's not much advance notice. But you do have an alternate route, and it's the Corps of Engineers, the lake. And when you bought this lake, I don't know who your engineer was. Some of us know Friesen Nichols. I've been on the Research Foundation board at A&M since 81 with Mr. Nichols, and they're certainly an honorable engineering firm. But we small group of landowners with just a limited amount of land there really don't care much weight. But the Corps of Engineers or the city of Taylor or whoever condemned my veterinary roommate back there in the 70s on the Allison farm is how I got involved in all of this. Anybody, any engineer would know that in the Blacklands you can't stop black land erosion and your lake's going to fill up. The engineer then put the darn pump on the shallow end of the lake, and now you're going down to the lower end, the deeper part, and it's going to fill up. Eventually. You can't stop the black land from erosion, can you, General Ford? And so we need some protection in our easement. What's going to happen later on? We've gotten a lot of assurances from Ms. Lisa Hughes and from John. But all I'm asking is that you give us time, and we're too small really to seriously consider condemnation. I'd love to, but we're such a small group of landowners there. But to be offered $3,000 to come within 75 feet of your nice home that you've saved your money, this one family, that's not fair, and you know it. I'd like to know how much you paid the Corps of Engineers for their land. They took our land years ago, and there's plenty of land there now to put the line on the public property, which you're coming out to Highway 3130 or whatever it is, and putting it right along there where it's convenient to get to work on. And I'll quit and appreciate it. And I know you don't make the final decision on that, but please give us small landowners an opportunity. The total value of what y'all are doing, I bet you the appraisal, you're paying the appraiser at least half or more than what you're paying us 12 or 15 landowners for the property, for the damage. And you can't tell me 40 miles from Austin, as this report says, that we're on the outer edge of any value for being close to Austin. Bull corn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Next, I have a card for Connie Clark and Gail Barding, contract for bank depository services.
Good morning, Board of Directors, General Ford, and staff. We thank you so much for this opportunity to speak. My name is Connie Clark. I'm the business banking manager for the Waco area for Wells Fargo. And on behalf of Wells Fargo, we want to thank you for the 30-plus years that our bank has managed the relationship and depository contract for BRA. We've had a wonderful 30 years, have developed so many friendships with people at BRA, and we have a large staff that has always worked on this account, and all of them have appreciated the business. I personally was a relationship manager for the account for 14 years, so I'm very, very close to the BRA. And then Gail Barte, our senior relationship manager, has managed it for the last 18 years after I became the business banking manager. And we've we feel like that we've worked together, grown together during that time at Wells Fargo. We've added numerous new products and services. Brazos River Authority has helped us with those, serving as a pilot and many times, and given us much feedback, which we have taken and improved our products because of it. So we thank you for that. We're a strong financial institution, and with the strength that we have and the numerous products that we have, we're basically an international company that here in Waco we operate, though, like a small town community bank, and we've been very glad to provide that service. We know today that as part of your agenda, you will be talking about awarding the depository bid, and we want to let you know that while we would very much enjoy continuing that relationship, if you were to choose one of the other financial institutions, we will do everything we can to make that transition go smoothly, because changing relationships can take a lot of time. It's time consuming on the staff, and we can certainly help make that easier for them. And then so thank you all. Thank you, Board, for what you do for BRA and for the staff, because it's an excellent staff that we've had to work with all these years. And Gail wanted to say a few words.
Hi, I'm Gail Barte, and I'm the relationship manager for Brazos River Authority. And actually, I've been the relationship manager for the last 8 years. And I just wanted to say it's been a great privilege and opportunity to work with everyone here at BRA. I've worked very closely with John Hawes, Melissa, Anthony, Matt Wheelis, and several others. And I just have to say you have a very professional, very courteous set of staff and officers here at BRA. It's just they're a pleasure to always work with. I do understand, as Connie mentioned, that you'll be making a decision on the depository today, and the understanding is the recommendation will be for BBVA Compass. We don't see this as if that recommendation goes forward, we don't see it as the end of a relationship, but just a time for some reassessment on our side, and definitely plan to continue to contact John and Melissa and Matt and talk through further ways that we can improve things in the future. But again, thank you very much, and we have enjoyed working with Brazos River Authority very much. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. I now have a card for Stephen Louder with Maybe Lakeview.
Good morning, members. At first, I'd like to just acknowledge the gentleman that spoke earlier about fairness. It is really true. I've been coming to the board meetings for about 4 years now. This board does strive to be fair. It's very transparent, it's a very positive thing to see being from the public and watching this. Y'all are trying to do what's best for the state of Texas and work on your water resource. I come here today because I wanted to, and I brought handouts that I've put on everybody's desk in front of you, two resolutions that were passed 2 years ago today, or 2 years ago in July. And Judy Pierce was kind enough to email these. They were not on the website. And I went back, and the first resolution was the board directed the general manager to initiate the process of surrendering the FERC license 2 years ago. I understand last week the license, the application to decommission was submitted in the package in Washington now has that. Immediately after that resolution, we were the very last agenda item on a two-day meeting on a Tuesday. A number of the board members left after this first resolution, and there were 15 members still present regarding the second resolution that dealt with our leasehold interest. And I bring it to your attention because about 25% of that board that I've been able to count is no longer on the board. So some of this is new to a lot of the board members that were not here 2 years ago. And we contracted for our leasehold interest at Possum Kingdom in September of 06, 5 years ago almost, and worked with staff. And I've talked to an attorney that still works with the BRA, not my attorney. But his comment at the grocery store was, you know, Louder, working with staff is sometimes just kind of like looking at molasses try to swim upstream. It just is a slow process. And that's okay. But I bring it to y'all's attention because this resolution dealt with us spending $10,000 to study condominium law. We didn't have a problem doing that. Still don't have a problem doing that, but it had to go to FERC. And the whole idea is the board said, Steve, why don't you just kind of sit back in 3 to 6 months? The whole thing may be different. We may not be in FERC. 2 years later, we have an application. Y'all are going forward. You've sold 99% of all the residential leases and 19 commercial leases. There's 49 commercial leases out there. There's 30 residential leases out there that were still impacted by FERC. Thank you all for directing staff that there's a process going along. The big thing that concerns me now, though, is that I've talked to the CFO and legal counsel here, and the position of staff is if FERC comes back August 1st and says, you can go get decommissioned, go do your damn stuff, do everything. We're not going to address you commercial guys until we get the surrender of the license. Your application states that you hope to have that done by November of 2013, more than 2 years from now. Please give us clarity, a direction of where we're going, how, if you're gonna keep leasing the property to us, let's come up with a new lease rate. Y'all spent $100,000, you discussed it at the last board meeting about what your appraisals were. It's not on the agenda today, and I know you have a lot on your plate. Thank you for your time. Please give us some clarity and some direction of how y'all want staff to proceed. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Ladder. Those are the only comment cards we have. So at this point, we will go ahead and move into our action. Or excuse me, at this point, I want to give the committees an opportunity to brief the board on their various committee meetings. So first, I will call on Director Adams to give us a rundown of the Executive Compensation and Evaluation Committee.
The Executive Compensation Evaluation Committee met this morning, and we will be pleased to brief the board this afternoon in the executive session.
Okay, thank you. Director Barr, would you like to give us an update on the Security Committee?
Sure. The Security Committee conducted a closed meeting and executive session this morning. Our new Emergency Safety and Compliance Manager was introduced to the committee. He's Robert Steve Vaughn, comes to us after serving nearly 38 years in the field of emergency management. Most recently, he was the Assistant Emergency Management Coordinator for Waco and McLennan County Emergency Management. Prior to that, Steve served for 15 years as State Coordinator of Operations and Preparedness in the Texas Governor's Division of Emergency Management. Dale Kohler with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Assistant Homeland Security Coordinator, addressed the committee regarding Homeland Security from the state and TCEQ's perspective. There was no formal action taken by the committee.